The Owl Tree, written by Jenny Nimmo and read by Amanda Root.
Chapter 1. When Granny Diamond took Joe into the small back bedroom, his heart sank. It seemed so dark and chilly. But then she drew aside the curtains and said, "Look, Joe, the owl tree. Now, that's a view worth having." The owl tree? Through the window, Joe saw a great sweep of leaves. Red, green and gold, they changed colour in the wind and fell in bright showers over Granny Diamond's garden. There were no trees like it near his home in the city, and a little stab of wonder made him gasp. "It's so big," he said. "Why do you call it the owl tree?" "A long time ago, I saw an owl there," Granny Diamond told him. "It was perched on one of the high branches and framed by the moon. I was feeling a bit down at the time, and the owl lifted my spirits." "Did you see it again?" "Oh, yes, often. And then it vanished, and I began to wonder if I'd really seen it, or whether it just flew into my head to cheer me up." "I think the owl was real," Joe said. "Maybe. But now my owl tree keeps me going. I look at it every day. It's such good company."
Good company? She spoke as though the tree were a friend who talked to her. Was it enchanted?
Joe stared hard at the tree and noticed that although the branches swept over Granny Diamond's lawn, the trunk began on the other side of her wall.
"It isn't your owl tree," he remarked. "It's growing in the garden next door."
"The branches are mine. They're on my side of the wall."
His gran sounded a bit testy. Joe saw a movement under the tree. A man in a dark hooded coat was raking up leaves.
"Who's that?" He nodded at the man.
"My neighbour, Mr. Rock,"
his gran said rather coldly.
"The owl tree belongs to him."
"Don't say that, Joe."
Granny Diamond backed away, mouth buttoned tight, eyebrows beetling.
"Tell your sister tea'll be ready in half an hour."
"Have I said something wrong?" Joe wondered.
He ran across the passage to his sister's room. Minna was sitting on the bed under the picture of an angel. The angel was pale and golden-haired, but Minna was dark. She had a bothered, brooding look.
"Why are you cross?" Joe asked. "You got the room you wanted."
"I'm not cross," snapped Minna. "I just wanted to be at home when the baby comes."
Their mother was in hospital, expecting a new baby. It was already a week late. Everyone had been too busy to look after Joe and Minna for half term. Everyone except Granny Diamond.
"I'm glad we're here," Joe said. "There's an owl tree outside my window."
He expected Minna to ask what an owl tree was, but she didn't even seem curious.
"What's so great about an owl tree?" she muttered, picking up a book.
Joe gave a loud sigh. He hoped his sister wasn't going to be moody all week. She was older than he was, older and braver. She fought for what she wanted and nearly always got it. He went back to his room and looked down into the garden next door. Mr. Rock was still there. He was staring at the owl tree, and although his face was hidden, Joe could tell that he wasn't smiling. There was something grim and unfriendly about the tall, motionless figure. All at once, the tree shivered violently, tossing a cloud of tiny birds into the air. And Joe knew that the owl tree was afraid of Mr. Rock.